From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Melting winter snowfall won't do much to alleviate the extremely dry soil conditions across Minnesota, even if some areas experience spring flooding, according to the state climatologist. Roughly 70% of Minnesota is in extreme drought or severe drought. All of the snow that's fallen over the winter, by and large, remains on top of the landscape, a landscape that is largely frozen. Cook County, along the Canadian border, is considered abnormally dry. The rest of the county is in a moderate drought condition. The National Weather Service, which produces flood outlooks, has called for a high risk of flooding in the southern reaches of the Red River Valley. U.S. federal agencies taking part in the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative released a report card Wednesday of this week with results from the 2011 fiscal year. The program is designed to make progress on some of the region's most pressing environmental problems. The report says agencies cleaned up 1 million cubic yards of contaminated sediments and continued work on toxic waste hotspots. It says the initiative's grants helped protect or restore 20,000 acres of wetlands and develop technologies to fight sea lampreys and other invasive species. It says the program also played a key role in keeping Asian carp from the lakes and removing river dams that were impeding fish passageways. Legislation was introduced this week to reinstate a 5-year moratorium on recreational wolf hunting and trapping. The House bill is a companion to one already in the Senate. The bill calls for a 5-year wait before another wolf hunting season can be proposed, and only for population management purposes after other options are explored. Also, members of Congress are asking federal officials not to revoke protections for the gray wolf in sections of the lower 48 states where the predator remains on the endangered species list. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering whether to drop the wolf from the endangered list in areas where none are known to exist. A letter to the agency sent this week by 52 U.S. House members says legal protections should remain because the wolf would continue expanding its territory elsewhere, benefiting the environment. The February forecast released last week by the Minnesota Management and Budget Department contained unexpectedly strong economic data, with the state's projected deficit dropping by $463 million. That leaves the remaining budget shortfall at $627 million. District 3A Representative David Dill.
We got a little time taken off of our sentence by the $400 million increase in the funding that we expect in 14 and 15, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods.
The budget figures also improved for the current biennium by $295 million. That includes $217 million in increased revenues, mostly from additional income taxes, and $63 million in reduced spending, primarily in the area of health and human services.
We still got the school shifts to pay back. We've got the gimmicks to pay back. We've got the tobacco money to pay back with general fund that we borrowed against, and all the gimmicks that were used to balance the last budget. Sure, this is better, but we still got a lot of work ahead of us.
Of the $295 million from revenue and savings, $5 million is slotted to fill up the state's reserves. The remaining $290 million will go toward paying back the school shift. That means the state will owe $801 million in school aid payments, down from a high of $2.4 billion. Minnesota state agencies will stop buying and using hand soaps, dish soaps, and laundry cleaning products that contain triclosan by June of this year, according to an executive order issued by Governor Mark Dayton. Triclosan is an antimicrobial ingredient in products like hand soap, toothpaste, cleaning products, fabric, toys, kitchenware, and industrial pesticides. A University of Minnesota study published in January in the journal Environmental Science and Technology said increasing amounts of triclosan were found in the sediment in 8 Minnesota lakes and rivers, including Lake Superior, the Duluth Harbor, and Lake Shagwa in Ely. Triclosan has been classified as an endocrine-disrupting compound. It's antibiotic-resistant and causes other health and environmental problems. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency announced Monday of this week that the state will stop buying any products with triclosan and phase out their use by June. Minnesotans love to head up north, but a significant piece of our outdoor playground could be shut down. The Duluth News Tribune reports that's the threat from Mulpus Woodland Group, which owns about 286,000 acres across northern Minnesota. That's about a third the size of Rhode Island. Much of that land is in a program called the Sustainable Forest Incentive Act. That program allowed the land to be open to the public in exchange for a big tax break for the property owners. The tax incentive used to be worth $2 million just a few years ago. Now it's worth about $100,000. Mulpus is again threatening to close the land if it doesn't get a better tax break. Mulpus says they have given the state a deadline of the end of the current legislative session to come up with a plan to restore that money. The land closure would impact cabin owners, hunting land and hunting shacks, and major state snowmobile trails. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.